This is a compassion practice, and as always, we begin with the posture. So coming to sit in a place that's comfortable and warm and where you feel safe. Have a sense of a long back, sitting tall, but not rigid. Allowing your shoulders to be soft. Softening any tension in the jaw. And feeling the contact points with the chair and the ground, that sense of support. Letting your attention simply rest in the body. Just as your body rests on your attention. Letting go of any effort, any strain. You might like to place your left hand on the heart and the right hand on top of the left hand. Feel into that warmth and touch. You might notice the movement of the breath, the beating of your heart. Sensing the breath coming and going. Aliveness in the body. You might leave your hands there during this short practice or simply drop them onto the lap. Just again noticing what's most comfortable for your body right now. We'll start with some body awareness. Bringing your attention to the brow, the area around the eyes, and seeing if it's possible to soften here. No need for vigilance, being watchful. Resting the eyes. Bringing your attention to the area of the mouth and the jawline, and you might like to bring a bit of space between the upper and lower jaw, separating them slightly, and notice how that can bring some ease into the neck and shoulders. Aware of the shoulders and the arms and the hands, wherever they are. Letting go of any tightness or tension in the hands. No need to hold or grasp. Notice how the spine is. Aware of how it holds up the whole torso. This sense of backbone. Noticing the rib cage and how it expands on the in-breath and contracts on the out-breath. Having a sense of the abdomen and the pelvis, the pelvic girdle and the base of the body, the contact points with what you're sitting on. And sensing into the thighs and the knees, the lower legs, right down to the feet in touch with the ground below. Having a sense of this whole body sitting and breathing. Meeting the breath and the body like you'd meet a good friend, because that's essentially what the breath is. This breath, breathing itself, allowing you to be breathed. This breath, breathing you. and including a sense of appreciation for this breathing body and all that it does to sustain our lives on a daily basis. And we know that by virtue of being born into a physical body with a mind and a heart, that we will have and have had and will continue to have challenge, loss and aging and illness, and ultimately death. And so we need compassion. Compassion comes from the Latin words with suffering, compassion. Compassion is a way to help us be with these challenges, with these struggles. Helping us to focus on care for the person who's struggling, ourselves or the other. To consider our needs, the needs of others. And it encourages us to be kind when we have difficult times. So now, in this moment, right now, how is it to sense into what compassion feels like in your body? In your chest, in your throat, in your face? Perhaps noticing how it can soften your thoughts and your reactions as the body eases any tension. So too can the mind and the heart. It's important to know this sense of compassion in the body so that when you lose a sense of compassion for yourself, you can find your way back here again. Maybe when you catch yourself criticizing yourself or speaking harshly to yourself, so let's tune into the whole body now, sitting and breathing, grounded. And bringing to mind the feeling of being with somebody who cares about you. Somebody you feel safe with. Safe enough to show your vulnerability, your struggles. Notice how that feels in your body, in your heart, in your mind. And now bring to mind somebody who you find easy to love. Someone who you can easily recognize and sense their goodness. See yourself now looking into their eyes and notice what it is that you appreciate about this person. Their qualities beyond doing and achievements. Seeing yourself, letting this person know that you appreciate them and that you care. And sensing this person receiving and experiencing that care, your love and your compassion. Perhaps you have words for your compassion towards this person. It might be something like, may things go well for you, and may you not have such difficulties, may you not suffer, may this hard time pass, may you be well. Again, noticing how it feels in your body, in your mind, in your heart, to offer these good wishes, this care for this other person's human struggles, small or big, and your capacity to be with them. If there's any resistance in your own heart, including that too, and bringing real compassion to that resistance. When your heart is ready and feels safe enough, it'll open. And you might like to widen this circle of compassion to include others. Maybe a benefactor, somebody who's been kind to you, a teacher, a mentor, a friend. Looking into their eyes and sensing their humanity, their joys, their struggles. Compassion is natural. You don't have to force it. Just staying open to the difficulty, the impact of events, stress probably that you experience, that you know others experience. Simply opening your heart and allowing yourself be moved, allowing this compassion that this innate compassion that you and all beings have, allowing it flow through. And you might like to go further and extend this compassion beyond to people you don't know. Extending compassion to members of your family, your neighbors, people you see every day on your way to work, your colleagues, the person you buy your coffee or your paper from, all beings, known or unknown, liked or disliked. You might like to include animals, beings, great or small, omitting none, and remembering to include yourself, sometimes the hardest person of all to have compassion for. Resting now in this vast space of compassion, this heart space. Receiving your own compassion, offering it to others and seeing others receive your compassion. This ebb and flow. And let this sense of compassion settle into the background of your mind and body. Trust that it's what you come from. It's woven into your gaze, into your words, and into your actions. Coming back to a sense of the whole body breathing, grounded. Opening up to a sense of sound, to life around you, the sound of this moment, opening up to a more spacious and accepting, compassionate moment.